With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some Republican lawmakers in Indiana have rejected a congressional redistricting plan supported by President Trump, causing anger among some political conservatives nationwide. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says despite Indiana's action, he's still optimistic about next year's midterm elections.
There's about 14 states at some stage of litigation right now. Most of the experts expect that the Republican Party will net a few seats, maybe three to as many as seven. So what any individual state does is kind of immaterial to me. I've got to win with whatever maps are ultimately produced, and I'm sure that we will.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Saturday on the Salem News Channel. When it comes to battling Venezuelan-backed drug cartels, President Trump says he's set to take the fight from the sea to a new front. Land.
They've treated us badly, and I guess now we're not treating them so good. If you look at the drug traffic by sea is down 92%, and nobody can figure out who the 8% is, because I have no idea. Anybody getting involved in that right now is not doing well. And we'll start that on land, too. It's going to be starting on land pretty soon.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia has checked in briefly with an ICE field office in Baltimore before walking free. A federal judge ordered his release from custody. He's an illegal immigrant the Trump administration is fighting to deport. The White House says he's a gang member and a human smuggler. He denies it. The flood-battered state of Washington is under a state of emergency. 5 days of torrential rains in the Pacific Northwest have unleashed devastating flooding. It's destroyed infrastructure, washed away homes, and forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 100 points. This is SRN News. Netflix is pushing the gay agenda on kids.
That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages and storylines. CWA tells the Christian Post, quote, Netflix children's programming has been infiltrated by adult preoccupations with sexual preferences and gender identity. Michael Harrington reporting.
Bruce Blakeman, a Republican county official in New York City's Long Island suburbs, is running for governor. Blakeman, the executive of Nassau County, has gained attention for promoting a policy that bans men from playing on women's sports teams and use county sports facilities. It's also barred men from women's locker rooms. Judge recently upheld the ban, but the New York Civil Liberties Union is appealing the decision. This is SRN News. Borrowing for a home has gotten just a tad more expensive.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.22%. That's not far from its low for the year. The increase comes a day after the Federal Reserve cut its main interest rate for the third time this year and indicated another cut may be ahead in 2026. While the Fed doesn't set mortgage rates, its actions are among the factors that influence rates on home loans. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Fagan.
Fishing regulators are extending a shutdown of New England's historic shrimp fishing business, effectively shuttering the industry. The sweet pink shrimp were once a winter delicacy, and Maine fishermen used to catch millions of pounds of shrimp. But the business has been under a fishing moratorium since 2014. More details, SRNNews.com.